Welcome back to Inside Texas with the Girl Herd. All right, y'all. So we talked about it a bit last week, but the coaches poll is out. Everybody's polls are out. And just as it was expected, Texas is number one for the first time ever in the preseason poll. So we'll start with this. I mean, there's lots to kind of unpack here in terms of all the other teams as well. I'll start off by saying, our fan base has collective PTSD. I was sort of searching the webs and seeing the comments, and everybody from our school was very like, we shouldn't be number one, we're not deserving yet, and coming up with all the like reasons and excuses, which I feel like I know where that's coming from. I just think it's not that we're not used to number one. We were there during the season last year. But I think going in the very first game of the season being with number one versus number two, which, by the way, never happened for a season opener. That's also the first time. And it's the first game out of the gate on the 30th. There's just so much going on here. I'm dying to hear, Angie and Michelle, what are your thoughts on now that the coaches poll is out?
Like, plot twist, of course. Like, let's add some more hype. Let's add more fuel to the fire for this game of us going to the Shoe. Like, of course, we would be 1 and 2, but I did have to do a little digging because I didn't really know behind the scenes of coaches poll before this, of that it is a random draw of what coaches are picked every year that do this. And Sark was not included this year in the random draw. So I do find it very interesting that of all these other coaches across the U.S., we land at number one, which I think is really exciting for our team. But I kind of feel some of the things that our fan base does, you set us at number one. There's all this swirl. There's all this momentum, all this expectation around our team. And it doesn't really give you any wiggle room, which hopefully they're ready for it. But also on the other end, hopefully our fan base is also a little bit giving, right? Like, are we going to have some losses this year? Are we going to have some hiccups? Probably so. We have a new, you know, quarterback is QB1. He's stepping on the field. We've had all these predictions about him, but now we're really about to see what they do. So interested to see where, you know, we end up throughout the season with this first time number one pick in the coaches poll.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah. First time ever preseason number one, we felt it in the season. And you know, it's always funny when these come out, cause you're like, all right, it's preseason. They change weekly. Like, who knows what's going to happen actually in the season. And I feel like they love the drama. Like, let's put these two as the top two teams, and then they have to play right out of the gate. And it just makes this game all the much more hype. There's lots of mixed feelings about whether we feel like we should be number one or not, or how we feel about being it in preseason. You know, is it all of this hype around it? Is it real? And then you have like that much more to prove and whatever. But in all honesty, like, I look at these teams, I look at our teams, I look at what we're bringing to the table, and it's no surprise to me that we are number one. And I, you know what we have to deliver, and we already know that we have all of this on our backs and what's going to happen. So while, yeah, like, we talked about this last week, like, there's parts of you that would love to be an underdog a little bit, and maybe like we're too much on the radar, but heck, we're going to be there anyways. Let's go number one. Ohio State being number two, you could kind of go back and forth, but like, also no surprise off of the season they had, but you could also say they had some turnover and what's going to happen, still figuring out quarterback, all the things, but this game is already exciting. So why not make it a little more exciting?
Yeah. So we met Ohio State in Texas as a 1-2 in 2006 at DKR, which that game did not go well for us. So thankfully we're going to go to the Shoe this time, and it'll probably turn out better. But again, the language around the way we speak about our team, I swear it's collective PTSD. We're like, oh, we don't know. Like, we are not the same fans. In 2006, we were like, yeah, absolutely, we should be number one. Duh. Like, that's where we belong. And just that whole era is so different than now that it's just cracking me up. Like, I feel a little bit fish out of water, but absolutely. Like, last 2 years, top four finish, everything's in front of us. And as my boyfriend always says, you got to go win now. I sort of teased last week's show talking about, is Texas a dynasty in the making, right? And one of my friends who's a Florida fan was like, you kind of have to win one before you start talking about that. I mean, I think the keywords here are in the making, but truly coming out number one, I mean, again, like, we're our own ceiling. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And I think this is, we talked about this a little bit last week, but this is the year, this is the first year that this is all Sark, all his kids, all his people, like everything is kind of lining up. And that's what happened, right, with the Bamas and all these other schools when they start going on these winning streaks. It's that pivotal year of like, okay, now you have nobody left from other people that you got left over. So this is the time to make something happen.
And it's, I mean, 28 of the 67 coaches picked us to be number one. Like, that's not a small number, right? Like, that's an overwhelming amount that picked us to be number one. And it's not even our own coach that was in there. So you have to be like, okay, like, people obviously see stuff too and are watching things and have seen how we're performing, what Sark does, what kind of coach he is, what kind of coaches we have on our staff, what kind of players we have and the returning and what we did for recruiting. So, you know, all of this works into this that makes sense. But what do you guys think about the rest of the teams and there being 9 SEC teams in the top 25?
Yeah.
Duh.
Excited for Clemson. I'm super excited for LSU. I like their placements here. And I'm really high on South Carolina. People questioned them, said that they were a little bit overrated in this poll. I think it's all riding on Lenore Sellers coming back, a very talented quarterback, and personally a team that I really enjoyed watching if I wasn't watching Texas last year. Also looking forward to Texas Tech. They're putting a lot of money into their athletic program overall. So I'll be checking them out a bit too. And I spent some time sort of like keeping my eyes on that top 12. And I thought it was interesting seeing Tennessee fall so far, considering they were in the playoff last year. So those were kind of my high levels.
Yeah, I like that you brought up Texas Tech because I think there is a lot of conversation about them and how much they paid for their team this year. So is it going to pay off? Is it not? Like, I am interested to see that. And I think you can kind of see here too, like with Florida on here, Georgia's on there. There's so many teams that we are going to play on the road that are in this top 25 pick that just goes to show if we do get through this season and we are winning those big games on the road, just goes to show like how much more we have to prove or like how much we've done to get to the point that we're at right now and speaks volumes. But I do also think it's interesting. I love reading some of Eric's comments, but seeing Clemson up there and like who they're playing against, right? Like it is very interesting to see some of the people that are higher up, and only time will tell, right? Like you said, Mish, it changes every week. So let's see in a few weeks, you know, once games start happening, where the people fall.
Yeah. And like the table's turning, right? Because OU's not on here. And we always look to that Red River rivalry game. And typically it's always like this meeting of, you know, the two big programs, especially when we were in the Big 12 together. And now not even seeing them here, it's not surprising at all, I think, to anybody, but it just makes me wonder about that game a little bit because I think they're absolutely going to come with an extra edge.
Well, and I like, speaking of Eric's comments, like you talked about Tech, but like obviously he mentioned that too. Like, oh, what a way to spend all that money just to get a slot at 24. I was like, oh, ouch. Like, I found this interesting. And one of the things like I noted in this group was like Georgia being number 4. And I feel like that was like Kirby Smart putting this little like asterisk on there of it's going to be a down year. But like, yeah. I mean, a down year for Georgia is being number 4, let's be honest. So I thought that was interesting as well. I'm with you, Devin. I'm excited to see South Carolina this year. They did really well last year and were kind of, you know, they gave a few people a run for their money in last season. So I'm curious how they'll fall. But I always like take the preseason with a grain of salt. And then I'm like, let's play our first game and like see what happens. Of course, we always have a better first game than most. So,
yeah, which is so funny. It is interesting that it is the very first game of week one being played between 1 and 2. And the big difference maker is the fact that we are coming out of the gate with this game instead of having that buffer warm-up scrimmage game that Mac Brown had sort of referred to in his own new podcast and how he sort of said he doesn't like that we're starting out playing Ohio State in week 1. But what a better way to start off the college football season. If we are starting with the 1-2 going head to head, I think it is a great precursor to what 2025 will be, which we've been talking about all spring and summer.
I listened to their show this week too, and talking about the preparation going into the shoe. And it's just so interesting to hear their different perspective and what Sark is going to do, right? Has he tapped into that? Has he relied on them to be a resource, right? Because it is going to be an environment that these kids may not be used to, right? What I know they reference, like, them saying, put your helmet on, even for like practice and warm-ups in the beginning, people are going to be throwing stuff at you. So how are they going to show up? How are they going to practice for that hostile environment and show up and then keep that energy, right? Like, you are playing 1-2, like, let's keep that momentum for the rest of the season. And then I feel like they could be unstoppable.
Yeah. I'm curious. So a week is supposed to be the AP poll as well. So like, my mind is like, what are they going to mimic this? Or is it going to be pretty close? Like, what are they going to say? And I, like, part of me is like, what if they flip flop who's number one and number two, like, just to like see what's all happening. But we'll see.
I think that makes sense though, right? Like, they won the national championship. I think that would probably be more based off of that. That's not what I'm saying the preseason poll is about, but that would make more sense. But speaking about our team getting prepared, we do want to get into fall camp, what's been happening at practices, and what's the latest. So we'll get into that in a moment. But first, let's hear a word from our sponsor, Lux Kitchen and Bath.
This video is brought to you by Lux Kitchen and Bath. Lux has been offering high-end kitchen and bathroom remodels for three generations throughout the greater Austin area. With five-star review after five-star review on Google and Facebook, and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, you can put your faith in Lux Kitchen and Bath's award-winning designers and skilled craftspeople to bring to life that dream vision of your special home. But that's not all. Lux's all-star team provides full remodels, large additions, and even commercial build-outs as well. So call Lux Kitchen and Bath at 833-358-LUX today. Or visit luxkitchenbath.com to discover where quality meets luxury and begin the process of transforming your home. Get a free quote today by calling 833-358-LUX. That's L-U-X-E. Or by visiting luxkitchenbath.com. Link in the description.
All right. So let's talk fall camp. What are the thoughts? I feel like there's so many exciting things happening. I love all of the competition that's happening at all of the positions, people vying for the 1s and 2 spots. And then, you know, like we mentioned, it's a long season. There's an extended playoff for the second season, and we need our folks to stay healthy. So there's already been things happening, but would love to kind of hear, like, what are you guys most excited about so far?
Well, I think for me, like, this was always my favorite week when I worked at LSU, and I thought, like, you had all these freshmen that came in. They were the hot shots from high school. They come in all hot and heavy. Their ego is up here. And then you get in week one of camp and the attitude completely changed. All these competitions really start happening. They're on a field with the best of everywhere, right? And you really start to see whose character stands out and who's going to be, you know, making plays and is going to be a standout freshman and be a starter or whatever it is. But I think that I'm really interested to see the excitement, right? They come in, they've been off for a little while. What are they going to do? And we now have this offense that has potential to be really explosive. And how do you contain that, right? They don't have pads yet. They're going at full speed. But now with all of the technology, I think that is something that I keep looking at. They can tell your hydration level. They can tell this. They can tell if you're about to pull a muscle. So hopefully we stay as healthy as possible through the next couple of weeks. I know we just saw we had a guy, Kojo. Tear his ACL, which is super sad to see. He was somebody I think a lot of people were excited to see this season, but hopefully we continue to make some momentum and other guys really step up now that he's going to be out.
Yeah, I think the thing about that situation, which is awful, you know, Inside Texas had already been reporting on Brandon Baker. And so I think there's so much opportunity, and it's what we always talk about, next man up and just being prepared. And I think that being the culture of the team is really what is going to take us across the finish line, because competing for spots, you know, it's okay if you are not right there right now. It's okay if you don't get into that Ohio State game, for example. Like, there is a long season to be played, and hopefully we do stay healthy, but I think it's about them all making each other better. And I feel like this is the first time where, with Sark entering into season 5, he's kind of like relaxing a little bit and having fun. And I think that's the best environment that you want to see your coach and your players in. For example, everybody was talking about it, but Parker Livingstone had made this awesome catch right on the edge from Arch. And he's like, man, I love this shit. And it was just really like this funny moment, because I think we see Sark as a fun guy, but he's like very business and serious. And so it was like, all right, we're about to rock and roll here. I love seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, to that, like, one of the things I enjoy and like looking forward to the most is the depth that we have, mm-hmm. right? Like, every time you read these articles, you look at this information, they're not just talking about like one, right? They're talking about 2, 3, 4. And so even when you have someone go down, like, there is someone already up that they're like, all right, we just put them back, we put them in, and we get to see what's happening. And now there's another, and it's usually a name that you've still heard before, because that's what kind of, you know, depth we do have. And so not that we want anyone to go down, but it does, you know, make it like much more refreshing to be like, all right, you have all this competition going on. And if something does happen, you have multiple names that we're looking at and that are vying for these spots. And, you know, it's back to like when we talked with Shockey, like, you do something bad, you're going on the bench, next man up. Like, love to see that that's where we're at and that's what's happening now.
Yeah, and you mentioned depth. Another thing I feel like I've kept my eye on is our running back room. We have a new coach in Neil Brown, and now, you know, we do have talent in our running back room, but we also have a very mobile quarterback who is going to run and who's going to use his legs. And how are we going to navigate that, right? What are they going to do? How are we going to use it as a weapon? How are they going to embed it in and maybe use some of our running backs as decoys and all these different things I feel like that they can do that I'm really eager to see on the field.
You mean, what is the other team going to do about us?
True.
Options, not are we going to do? We're going to ram it down everybody's throats. That's what we're going to do. But to the point of this whole conversation, Baxter's a great example of what we're discussing. So he's not 100-100, but he's going to get reps, and he can do that intentionally and over time. And I think it just makes us very well positioned. From the wide receiver room, I don't know about y'all, but DeAndre Moore is quickly becoming my favorite for 2025. I love how confident he is with the media. I love some of the things he was saying, and he seems really excited about his partnership with Arch and the zip that's on the ball and just the things that he can do. So I'm going to be keeping my eye out for him in the wide receiver room for sure.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I mean, speaking of like running back, like the two like positions I had of most questions was like running back and tackle. Like, how are we there? How's our depth going there? Of course, it didn't help that we had someone go down, but so, I mean, I'll be most interested in. I think those is where we have like a lot of room to grow. But I mean, to the point of the conversation, we have some really great wide receivers. And as well, we have Arch, who is going to be a different dynamic of a player. And so even with those, we'll have some room to alleviate that.
Even like on the other side of the ball for me, y'all know I love me some Colin Simmons, you know, yeah. Our pass rush, I feel like, is going to be a beast.
Yeah.
For all these other teams to deal with this year. And I could just see them, right? They can't tackle yet, but they're just like eager, right? To really put some pads on and start going. Because even if, you know, we do have some hiccups on offense, I feel super confident on that side of the ball. Once they get back out there, they can reset our offense up for some really good situations. And, you know, we love to see it, right? Like, let's get some sacks. Let's upset and destroy some other offenses. And, you know, it really gets the crowd involved in it too. And we want that. You want that steady, consistent high for the team to really feel the excitement in the stadiums.
Yeah.
You can tell that that's one of our focuses, like getting to the quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, even just the sheer size of our DL and now compared to years past, people were commenting on it. There was like a photo from one of the practices And I'm like, yes, this is what we've been needing. But across the board, I wouldn't say surprisingly, but even in the quarterback room, obviously all eyes on Arch, and that's sort of been the discussion. But there's been talks of all of the
training.
Yeah, being very competitive. And I think that just points to the culture, the standard, what we're building on. And it doesn't matter because it really is all next man up. So, gosh, I feel like we can't get to August 30th fast enough.
Truly. I know. I'm really, really pumped. And are there going to be some trick plays, right? Like, are we going to use people as decoys? The options at this point are endless. I feel like my little ADD brain is like constantly churning like different things. What are we going to see? When are we going to see it? You know, is it going to gradually come out throughout the season? Are we coming out game one guns a-blazing? Like, wait till you see all the new things that we implemented in the offseason. And even right with the tight end position, I feel like Jordan Washington is a way more athletic tight end than, no shade to Gunnar Helm, but he was amazing. But I think that he provides a little bit more of athleticism that Arch can utilize as another, just another weapon.
Yeah. And Eric's report was talking about Jack injuries too, his athleticism as well, and saying he can really scheme and make plays on his own. And yes, Gunnar was so awesome for us. So I just, that really stuck out to me because I was like, wow, we're going to see an improvement at that position. I can't wait for it.
Same. I read that with the same excitement of like, okay, let's go. So many weapons. But I mean, I think we're going to see a sprinkle of like all different things in the first game. Again, we always know that Sark saves some, but I mean, I think they're going to put it out there and they're going to see what they can have. And hey, we have a big show in the shoe. So.
Yeah. And I think ultimately this number one will be embraced in a different way. Like, I feel like it's always 1-0 culture, but I think this number one is all about, we've been there before in these big games, the last two seasons on the road against Bama and then against Michigan. We've done it already. We've gone to the playoff, to the Final Four. There's nothing to do but to get out on that field and have the Texas on your chest and, you know, prove to everybody else, because we don't need to prove it to ourselves. So,
and I think how perfectly aligned, right? The last time we won in the shoe was 05, right? When we won the national championship with Vince. So I feel like the stars are aligning. Yes, the stars are truly aligning. All the things are, the planets are in line, whatever it is that you believe in, that this can be our year to, you know, bring it back.
I love that. We're going to manifest. Well,
manifest. Stars.
Yeah. Let's go. It's going to be an exciting season. And yes, being number one is just the start of it. But like, we already knew we had to prove ourselves each week. I feel like that's background noise. Let's go. Let's do 1-0 each week. Let's, who cares? Let's get our natty.
Yeah, let's get to it. All right. We'll see y'all next week.